Head east on Route 26 as it winds down from Dixville Notch. It's a lonely road with little traffic. Indeed, it's easy to miss the tiny sign that marks the start of Millsfield. And its 2 dozen or so residents say they like it that way.
Electricity didn't show up till the late 60s.
Luke Cody's lived here for roughly 40 years.
Phone line didn't come up till the 60s as well.
Millsfield does have two businesses, a bed and breakfast called Peace of Heaven and the Log Haven Restaurant. But it's also home to wind turbines along its ridge lines, part of the Granite Reliable Wind Farm. And it's the value of those turbines that's the core of the legal battle. In 2008, the three Coos County commissioners signed off on a payment in lieu of taxes or pilot agreement with the wind farm. The county would get about $500,000 a year in payments for as long as 20 years in place of taxes based on the value of the wind farm. And the county set the value of the wind farm at $113 million. Millsfield Selectman Wayne Urso says the deal came as a surprise.
No one from the county actually talked to anybody in Millsfield about the wind park prior to them signing the agreement. We never knew it was coming. We never knew the impact that it would have.
When the turbines started to turn in 2012, the state's Department of Revenue concluded the $113 million value was too low and effectively doubled it to $228 million. Under state law, the DRA had no choice but to review the wind park's value, says Stephen Hamilton, an official with the DRA. But the pilot agreement kept Granite Reliable from having to pay more, so that left a hefty tax bill of over $800,000 for Millsfield residents like Mark Sando.
Quite frankly, if my house is worth $150,000, but the property taxes on it are going to be $25,000 every year, who's going to want to buy my house?
But Sando didn't get a huge tax bill last year. After losing an appeal, the county commissioners paid the bill from a Millsfield fund that had been collecting some pilot payments and timber taxes. But now, that account is pretty much empty. 2014 taxes are looming, and Millsfield could be on the hook for $500,000 or more. Fred King is the Coos County Treasurer.
A handful of people are going to have to pay that increase.
The case is now before the Supreme Court.
Appeal of Coos County Commissioners on behalf of the unincorporated
place. The county argued the DRA didn't have to raise the value of the wind farm and should have honored the pilot agreement. It also argued in 2008 a DRA employee said the wind farm was worth about $113 million. The state said the county didn't understand pilot agreements and couldn't prove the value was too high. It also said the department couldn't be bound by a single employee's statement. A major point was that the state refused to explain how it came up with the $228 million figure, saying it involved confidential information from Granite Reliable. And that seemed to surprise Justice Robert Lynn.
It really seems to me just completely bizarre. DRA says the value is $228 million. Okay, so how did you get there? We don't have to tell you that. I mean, that just seems crazy.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule later this year. Meanwhile, Coos County lawmakers took up the case this session. A House bill locks the value of the wind farm at $113 million for the length of the pilot agreement, up to 20 years. Both chambers have passed the bill, but it isn't clear whether Governor Hassan will sign it. There's one other potential out for Millsfield residents. The state's Commissioner of Revenue has the authority to make adjustments in cases of unfair burdens, but the DRA's Stephen Hamilton says that rarely happens. Meanwhile, Millsfield residents remain frustrated with the state and the county. Luke Cote says he feels he has no control and no say over what happens in Millsfield.
I don't know what dictatorship is, but I think we're pretty close to that.
And two other statewide issues have emerged from the dispute. First, how the DRA should analyze pilot agreements put in place for renewable energy projects in the future. And second, if the governor signs off on the legislative fix, it could inspire other towns to try and resolve their own disputes with the DRA through the legislature and not through the standard appeals. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.